Watch, Three Hurt When Car Slams Into Utah Business, Causes Fiery Explosion. By Amy Furr on July 6, 2025. A massive explosion erupted when a car slammed into a business late Saturday in Harriman, Utah. The incident occurred around 11 p.m. and three people were taken to the hospital as a result, KJZZ reported Sunday, noting the site of the crash was near 5,200 West and 13,400 South. Video footage recorded by someone driving past the scene shows smoke in the air and a few people standing on a sidewalk. Seconds later, the explosion erupts, breaking the building's roof apart and sending debris into the air. The car that hit the building had been involved in a multiple vehicle crash. When it slammed into the structure, the crash ruptured a gas line, triggering the explosion that resulted in a fire. Police and officials with Unified Fire Authority responded to the scene. The KJZZ report noted that two bystanders risked their lives to rescue the driver and passenger from the burning vehicle, pulling them out just moments before the car became fully engulfed in flames, officials said. Some residents living nearby were evacuated, but police said in an update Sunday morning that gas leak was contained and evacuations were lifted. However, officials noted that traffic closures would remain in place for the time being. More video from the scene showed a sign advertising businesses such as Jimmy John's, Domino's, and Supercuts with the fire raging behind it. When the camera zoomed in closer, a white SUV is seen on fire with its front inside the building. Not too far away across the parking lot, it appears there are rental properties. More video shows a view from further away and the explosion appears even bigger from a distance. Meanwhile, Coop reported a man claiming to be the owner of the Domino's said his workers escaped to safety. A reverse 911 call went out to residents asking them to evacuate the area. The evacuation included at least two streets of townhouses directly west of the fire, the outlet added. No firefighters or police officers were hurt as a result of the incident, per KJZZ.